It's been over 60 years since Buddy Holly died, but his music and the work of inspiring other young people in the arts lives on in his hometown of Lubbock, Texas. It's led to a soon-to-open state-of-the-art facility that will do much more than just host events. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Tim Collins is not only in the ceramic tile business in Lubbock, Texas, he also loves music and the arts. Over the years, he came to know the family of Buddy Holly very well, as they too were in the same business. Even though Buddy Holly was a well-known performer, he kept busy in his family's trade.
Like a lot of musicians as they were coming up, I got to work during the day, and maybe I can play a gig at night. And that's the work ethic of West Texas and all the farm community anyway.
Interestingly, while Tim is active in industry, his tie to the family and love of the arts led him to be the chairman of the Lubbock Entertainment and Performing Arts Association. Their group has helped bring to life the brand new Buddy Holly Hall of Performing Arts and Sciences.
The great thing about this building is that it is going to create the opportunity for the next generation of young people to learn the music industry.
But Tim quickly points out, Buddy Holly Hall will inspire more than music. It can transform the area.
I think it's very important that we recognize the importance of arts education. Statistics have shown that those students who are involved in arts classes have significantly higher passing rate on standardized testing. They have significantly higher graduation rates. You know, you tie that to the economics of creating a valuable citizen.
The American Theater Guild is bringing performances to the new center, a nonprofit group that will share profits and connect performers with local school students to further inspire and educate young people. Tim says this project is far more than a large, brand new performing arts center.
So when you tie the schools and K through 12 learning into a high-quality performing arts center, you just have enormous opportunities.
What is being done is quite remarkable, and the new Center for the Arts and Sciences will open yet this year. Traveling the Countryside in Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.